Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, update us on the Lion of Judah, please.
Well, Roy, you know, that's the big life-size 105% lion sculpture that I created for a Ten Commandments monument up at the garden.
And it is majestic.
And it's, well, hopefully it's majestic and it's powerful and it's carrying God's anointing and it's done. And we're raising money to do the area around the where the sculpture will be, the foundation and the rock work and all that stuff. So if anybody wants us to help do the Ten Commandments monument, please send a gift to the Coming King Foundation. But anyways, what's happening right now is that piece is being cast at the foundry, and also we have the number one Lion of Judah bronze that Sherry and I, along with our Christian friends, want to donate to Israel. And so all those that want to give the Lion of Judah to the nation of Israel as a gift of love from American Christians, you can join us. And by donating to the Coming King Foundation, it can come that way, or also the Leadership Inc. is helping us raise the money. But that lion is going over to Israel soon, and it's going to be in Jerusalem. And God is already making some major things happening. The White House is hearing about the lion, and the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, and the mayor of Israel now know about the lion. And so the Lion of Judah will be coming into Israel as a gift of love from American Christians to celebrate their 70th anniversary as a modern nation.
That's great. Wow. Listen, every week, as you know, we have a miracle of the week. What's our miracle of the week?
Well, you know, we have lots of stories, and everybody's supposed to share their own testimony, and you can be blessed by hearing everybody else's testimony, but God wants us to share our own. And just on the way to one of the trips I made this past spring was to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, And on the drive up there, I'm always having all these divine appointments. Wherever I go, because I tell God every morning, Lord, use me how you want. Let me meet who you want me to meet, and you can run everybody else off. And that sounds a little harsh, but it works. You know, and it works, because then you're meeting people that you're expecting that God's put in your life. And sure enough, that's what's happened. But as a demonstration of that little thing, which anybody can do, you can say that prayer. So I pull out of the Days Inn Motel there in Northside of Little Rock, and I needed to get some gas. I look right across the street as a Shell station. So I just start to pull over there with my trailer. Got that line on the back, big life-size line. And that still small voice, which I didn't honestly even wasn't positive it was the Holy Spirit, but he said, don't get the gas right in front of you. Go down the street here about a quarter of a mile and get the gas there. And I'm looking at the two stations, and one's right in front of me, and the other one's down the way. But I went ahead and just yielded to that voice, which turned out to be the Holy Spirit. And I pull into the gas station, and I start to pump, try to pump the gas, and I put in my credit card, and it says, put in your zip code. And for the first time, I missed my own zip code. And then a little message comes up and says, the gas pump won't work. You have to go inside, you know, and because to protect fraud protection or whatever. And so I said, oh, great. I was just going to drive and he'd get out of town. So I had to go to Nashville. So I go into the station. There's this lady there, and her name is Lori, and she's the cashier. And she's staring at that line. And she says, is that Jesus? And I said, well, yes, ma'am, that's a symbol of Jesus. She says, well, I'm a Christian. I said, well, great. And I said, she said, would you please pray for me? And I said, well, sure, can I pump my gas? Could you turn my pump on and I'll come back in here? So she said, okay. So she turned on the gas. I pumped my gas. I went back in there and I said, Lori, what do we need to pray about? She runs around the side of the counter with people waiting in line to get out of this gas station convenience store. And she comes to the front and she starts telling me that she had, let's see, what was it? She had a son in prison. Had just gone into prison, and she was having problems in her marriage. And she said, please pray. So I'm praying as I'm looking at all these customers waiting to get out of, to pay for their gas. So I pray for her forgiveness, you know, all the different kind of things God gives me. Praise for the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She thanks me. She hugs me. She's crying. And the lady behind her looks at me, and she said, sir, would you please pray for me? I'm suicidal. My daughter just got killed. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll pray for you too. So I'm praying now for the second lady and forgiveness and God to heal and God to bring good out of the bad and all those kind of things. And she's crying. And finally she hugs me and thanks me. And then I finish praying with her. And then the guy behind her, the third guy in line, says, my name, what was his name here? He was a poet, John, about 35 years old. And John says, sir, would you pray for me? I've been writing Christian poetry. Would you read some of my poetry and pray for me? And I said, sure, John. Now, by that time, I realized God had me in a major divine appointment.
You understood then why you were there.
Yeah, and so I pray for him, bless him. 45 minutes later, I get to pull out of that gas station. And as I'm pulling onto the interstate there, right on the north side of the city, Little Rock, I said, God, how do you do that? How do you do that? See, if I'd have gone to the other gas station,
you'd have missed it.
I'd have missed all of them. Mm-hmm. Instead, I went to the one the Holy Spirit wanted me. He had all those people waiting for me. And as I said, how do you do that, God? I looked over and on a fence post right there, eye to eye with me, was a great big hawk just staring at me. And in the next 4 minutes, I saw seven hawks sitting on fence posts as I drove by. In our life and family, you know, the hawk is kind of a big thing with this garden because of how God got us the money. But I mean, God is so amazing that he will literally give us those divine appointments. And all we have to do is be willing and then pray whatever God gives us.
And open to him.
And open to him. And that'll happen to anybody.
Well, we have our guest back this week. Max, Cindy Courtney, if you would introduce her and bring her on board here.
Sure. Well, Cindy's a great lady, and she is one of those transformation ladies. You know, some of us are blessed by being raised with godly parents and a godly home, godly grandparents. Everything's good. You know, we're raised in the church, and then others didn't have that upbringing. There were things that went wrong, and there were problems, Cindy is one of those people that God has redeemed and restored and brought to life, and she has this wonderful testimony. And a lot of the testimony really kind of began positive stuff up at the cross at the garden, which she found, you know, without us. God drew her to the cross, mm-hmm. and Courtney and her husband Preston are just really neat people, and and are members of the church we go to, Christian Impact Christian Fellowship there in Kerrville. And but after I started hearing about all the stuff that God was doing with her, I wanted to hear the story. And then when I heard it, I wanted her to share it. And so we shared a little bit last week. If you missed that, you need to go back and listen to last week's show on the archives. We want to kind of get into more of those stories about what God did for her up on the mountain.
Well, Cindy, you're an amazing lady. We know that you really love Jesus Christ. Why is that?
Good morning. I love Jesus Christ because he has totally changed my life. And I know that he's been around all my life protecting me, but it was me who was not seeking him. And since I've been to the cross and I pray with other people that are at the cross, some very positive things have happened in my life. From living a bad life, now I've gotten, I went to Shriner University and I just graduated with my RN. But during the school time, I had severe anxiety. And the day before I took my boards, I went to the cross and I prayed. And two people there that volunteer at the cross prayed specifically that I have peace while taking my boards. The next day, I didn't have not one hair, not one second of anxiety. And this is, I'm a type of person that had to take Xanax to help me take an exam.
And you were taking medication prescribed by a doctor because of this problem.
Yes, because of anxiety for test taking. My exam was 6 hours long, 5 minute break, and I never ever experienced anxiety. I only had peace.
So that was a big miracle for you.
Oh my gosh, yes. And God helped me through those
and you passed.
Questions.
And now you
and
raised
I
your
passed.
Nurse. That's right. Hallelujah. So you can see that as a medical miracle, because if a person is getting medication for anxiety and suddenly it doesn't happen when it should, because tests are stressful for everybody.
Yes.
And then that means something happened.
Oh,
and it wasn't the medicine. Because God came in.
Yes.
And took all that anxiety away and you passed the test. Hallelujah.
Yes, it was God. Definitely God. And just going to the cross, it is so beautiful there. Just so many miracles have happened in my life. I'm just talking about the positive. I've brought my family, my mother from Miami, Florida, who barely could walk, and she's doing so much better. I've brought my son who had alcohol issues, who... my other son and my daughter, I've brought them all there, and their life is changing. And because I know that God is using me as a vessel, and I never heard of Kerrville before in my life, and I prayed to God to bring me, and he brought me to that cross. And so many good things have happened to me, so many miracles. And I could write a book of all the things that I've lived through.
Have you had a chance to see these things happen in other people's lives too since you've been there?
Yes, I have. Even with
and that's got to be as exciting as having it in on your own life. To
yes, absolutely. Even in my marriage, my marriage. You know, we weren't perfect, but going to the cross and praying.
Together
as husband and wife.
That's made the marriage better.
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like a Tasmanian devil, actually. And I don't have that anger anymore. I have control. I'm peaceful. I'm loving. I'm trying to, you know, I have seen so much happen through the cross.
And is there any particular experience that specifically that strikes you as being the most special for yourself? Anything that inspired you big time, that was like a big flash? Or is it all more subtle?
I want to say from the very beginning when I visited the cross.
Yeah, when you got covered in the glory on Easter morning.
I got covered with the Shekinah glory.
Yeah, that kind of started with a...
Yes.
As I said, a
touchdown,
major And
I mean, I didn't even know what that was. And here I am getting showered from God. How am I going to deny that?
So that's a good point for everybody to hear, is that it's not necessary that you've seen the Shekinah glory glass before.
You didn't even know what it was.
You didn't even know what it was.
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, and yet she got covered, as thousands of people have been covered up there. And you know, some people know what it is when they go up there and they pray for it.
Yeah.
And God shows them. And it sprinkles their hands and their hair and their clothes and their Bibles. Other people don't have a clue. They just get up there with a need, and they're crying out to God. And anywhere at the garden, I mean, it happens a lot at the cross, in the cross, but it also happens all over the whole mountain when people crying out to the Lord.
Yes, and there was a time where these men, this other two guys, they were together, and they saw that I had put the Shekinah glory in my badge, and they asked me, can I have some? And At first, I was kind of like, no.
No. But I was like, then, I don't think so.
No, but then I was like, oh, God, this is yours, so I have to, I'm going to share it. Of course I am. But then when I was taking it out, it blew away. And it went inside this crack, and here I am going down on my knees and trying to put my hand through this crack. And I finally, and we're all down there trying to get the Shekinah glory, and we finally got it. And he was just so in awe.
Yeah. Well, what we've learned is you have to give it away to get more. God wants us to give away what He gives us, and when we give it away in love and in prayer, He gives us more.
Well, Cindy Courtney, what do you want people to know about God?
I want people to know that whatever you're going through, whatever storm you're in right now, just stop and go somewhere. Close your eyes. Go in a closet. Just drop down on your knees and ask God to first thank Him and forgive you. And just ask Him, where does He want you? What does He want you to do? And He will answer your prayers. He is the light. He's everything. You can't do without Him.
Amen. Cindy Courtney, thank you for being with us. And Max, what's the way that people can reach us?
www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Greiner, Cindy Courtney, thanks for being with us.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Glad to be back with you again. I want to read some visitor comments to you that have come in to us recently. The first one comes in from Jacob W. from TripAdvisor website. He says, Kerrville Retreat. This is a must for a person of Christian faith or even just curious. We went once at night and the Spirit is upon this place. The empty cross is a perfect sanctuary. It's up there, but easily accessed from a vehicle and not too much of a spread. It is what is called to be, and that's without me reading a thing about it. Go, and you will see the power of the cross. The next one comes in from Richard Fuller. Richard says, I have learned about your ministry through Colonel Bill Lewis and his wife. I am a Christian. I live in prison. If it is okay with you, I would like to keep your ministry in my prayers. I would like to receive your newsletters about the garden. Please keep James, Matthew, Brian, Patrick, and Caitlin Dyer in your prayers. They are without their mother and father. Richard Fuller. And we'll certainly do that. We will get you newsletters and brochures and whatever you need. And you can pass it around. Okay, next, Nisi Bell. I have been up to the cross several times, and it is fantastic. I have been very aware of it for a long time. It is an asset to Kerrville. Thank you for all you have done for this community. Darla Marsh from Kerrville, Texas, says, the cross is an encouragement and reminder of who is really in charge in this scary time. Marisol said, this place is absolutely beautiful and amazing. Thank you, dear Lord, for such a wonderful place. It is exactly what I need. And my last one today is from Cynthia, and she says, I felt the Spirit of the Lord upon arrival. I have recently been delivered from a Xanax addiction. And there you have it. Those are our comments for this week. And I will read you some more next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.